Gonna see you for a while.
Why?
It's an away game. It's an away game.
I'm coming home soon.
Game on. Game on.
Game on.
The shoot is good. Oh. One for one.
That is going wild.
Down the angle. Oh,
Gretzky is denied. Choked in the open net.
G'day, I'm Irk, and welcome to episode 22, covering the Australian Ice Hockey League of Irked the Penalty Box. My personal look at the Australian Ice Hockey League and what has been happening. But speaking of that opening clip with Wayne and Garth from Wayne's World, I haven't been covering the NHL lately on this show, but the Chicago Blackhawks won the Stanley Cup against the Tampa Bay Lightning. So congratulations to the Blackhawks, bad luck to the Lightning. And it was interesting to see in a overseas paper, I think it was in South Korea, they had a photo of the Blackhawks and they said that the Chicago Bears won the Stanley Cup. The Chicago Bears are in the National Football League, not the National Hockey League. They were close, they got the Chicago bit right. And as I predicted, oh my God, I'm not even going to mention that certain podcast or that certain person because they did exactly what I would predict that they would do straight after the Stanley Cup final. Heaps to talk about, and they have to talk about that particular person. No, not going to talk about it. Let's talk Australian hockey. Let's do that. I got to see two games last weekend. The second Battle of Sydney between the Ice Dogs and the Bears, and the fourth and final game between the Bears and the Thunder for the regular season. So before we go into some detail, let's have a look at what happened in Week 8, covering Saturday the 13th of June and Sunday the 14th of June. In the Foxtel Game of the Week, the Thunder came from behind, equaled up the scores, and then won in a shootout, 6-5 against the Newcastle North Stars in Newcastle. The Ice beat the Brave 3-1 in Melbourne. The Ice Dogs won a game against the Bears, equal at the end of regulation, and the Ice Dogs won the shootout, so that was a 4-3 win for them. That's Saturday's games, and then on Sunday's games, the Ice beat the Brave 3-2 in Melbourne, so the Ice picked up 6 points from that weekend. And then in Newcastle, pardon me, in Newcastle, a home game to the Ice Dogs played in Newcastle, but the North Stars won 9-2, and the Thunder defeated the Bears 4-2 at Penrith on the Sunday. And so, having a look at the competition ladder before we go into some detail, the Thunder are on top on 30 points. The Ice and the Adrenaline are equal on 25. The Ice move into second on a count back, I believe, according to the ladder. And then the North Stars are on 24, the Brave are on 21, the Bears 18, the Mustangs, who didn't play last weekend, are on 8, and the Ice Dogs are on the board with 2 points, having won the game against the Bears in a shootout. Of course, in the Australian Ice Hockey League, 3 points for a regulation win, no points for a regulation loss, 2 points for a shootout win, and one point for a shootout loss. So the Ice Dogs are now 0-11-1-0. So they've lost 11 and won 1 in a shootout. So looking at the number of games played, the Thunder, the Adrenaline, the Brave and the Bears have played 14. The Ice, the North Stars and the Ice Dogs have played 12. And the Mustangs have played 10. So we're basically halfway through the season, a 28-game regular season for each team. So let's go and have a look what happened in the Australian Ice Hockey League. We head up, first of all, to Newcastle. The Newcastle North Stars hosted the Perth Thunder in Newcastle. It was all Perth Thunder in the first period. David Ruck scored the first goal for the Thunder 3 minutes into the period, and then Tony Koskeri picked up a goal 3 minutes after that. 2-0 Thunder at the end of the first period, shots on goal favouring the North Stars 18-13. We then move to the second period. The Newcastle North Stars scored next, another goal to Luke Moffat. And Scott Swiston, who's he? He's another import for the Newcastle North Stars. He had a great weekend, as we'll find out. And let's have a quick look. Where is Scott Swiston from? He's from Canada, I believe, in the same competition that Bo Taylor has played in. Yes, he's from Calgary. And so another Newcastle North Stars import coming in, basically straight off the plane and ripping things up. Rob Hasselhurst picked up a goal to make it 3-1 Thunder with 2 minutes in the period, and then Scott Swiston picked up his first goal with a minute and a half remaining in the second period to make it North Stars trailing by a goal. Thunder up 3-2 at the end of the second. Shots on goal favouring the North Stars well and truly in that period, 12-4. And then in the third period, what happens? Scott Swiston, he scored an unassisted goal not even 20 seconds into the period. And then 21 seconds after that, Luke Moffat scored. That was his second goal. And then a few minutes later, he scored his third goal. So another hat-trick for Luke Moffat. And so the score was 5-3 to the Newcastle North Stars, with still just under 16 minutes remaining. And then you'd think that at that point, the Thunder would have to score to improve their chances. And with 54 seconds remaining, they scored a goal to make it 5-4 to the Newcastle North Stars. Liam Jeffries scored that goal. And then with 1 second remaining, a real buzzer beater, Luke Dagnall scored a power play goal with 1 second remaining to make it all tied up at 5 apiece at the end of regulation time. So let's have a look then at the shootout. Luke Moffat scored for the Newcastle North Stars in the shootout, but Jan Suffer and Jordy Woodrick didn't. But for the Thunder, Tony Koskeri converted, Luke Dagnall converted, Liam Jeffries didn't. Perth won in a shootout win, 6-5 against the Newcastle North Stars. So that must have been really heartbreaking. With a minute remaining, you're up 5-3. And then there's a goal with 54 seconds remaining. And then a goal with a second remaining on a power play. Shots a goal in the third period ended up 21-11 to the Newcastle North Stars. Newcastle North Stars well and truly out shooting the Perth Thunder 51-28. The Thunder converted 1 out of 2 of their power plays, and the Newcastle North Stars did not convert any of those. Not many penalties in this game. In goal, Mark Guggenberger picked up the win 46 out of 51. And Josh Brokman picked up the loss for the Newcastle North Stars. He was in net because of the suspension of Dane Davis from the previous game. He saved 23 out of 28 there. So a high-quality game there for the Newcastle North Stars and the Perth Thunder. The Thunder picking up 2 points and the Newcastle North Stars picking up one. Then we move down to the penalty-a-thon, which was the Melbourne Ice versus the CBR Brave, where the Ice won 3-1. No scoring in the first period. Melbourne Ice leading shots at goal 16-11. In the second period, there was a goal 50 seconds into the period by Matt Armstrong to make it 1-0 Melbourne Ice. And then with 2 seconds remaining in the period, Paul Bazzarinelli, yeah, had trouble with his name last year too. He picked up a power play goal from the Melbourne Ice with 2 seconds to go. Melbourne Ice 2-0 at the end of the second. Shots at goal favouring the Ice 12-8. And then in the third period, the CBR Brave picked up their one and only goal, a power play goal to Tyler Gabara. And then with 2 seconds remaining, What is it with Melbourne Ice with 2 seconds remaining in this game? Paul Kusibera, he picked up a short-handed empty net goal to make the final score 3-1 Melbourne Ice. Melbourne Ice outshot the CBR Brave 17-11 in that period and 45-30 in total. Now this next stat is absolutely amazing. Power plays. The CBR Brave converted 1 out of 13 of their power plays, and the Melbourne Ice, they converted 1 out of 8 of those. So what's that? 21 power plays in total, and either team converted 2 out of 21. So not many penalties in the first period, 3 penalties in the first period. And then in the second period, we have in total, some are misconduct, some are game misconducts, plus the original charge. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 separate penalties assessed in the second period alone. There were some misconducts, game misconducts, charging, slashing, tripping, boarding, too many men, hooking, a couple of checks to the head, which would be a little bit concerning. And then in the third period, it was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, including 2 team penalties, 1 for each team for a game misconduct. Now, I've heard that they were the assistant coaches for either team being assessed a penalty at full time. There was some tripping interference, hooking, boarding, holding, hooking, a diving penalty against CBR Brave goaltender Josh Unis. So somebody else would have served that for him, and an interference. So lots of penalties and lots of feeling in this game. A new Melbourne Ice import, goaltender Alex Lukerik, I think his name is, saving 29 out of 30. Jaden Pine-Murphy, JPM, backing up there. And Josh Innes picking up the loss for Canberra, 42 out of 44 shots. So he certainly had quite a bit of work to do compared to the Melbourne Ice goalie. But yeah, I can't get over those power play stats. 1 out of 13 for the Brave and 1 out of 8 for the Ice. But then again, that also says that the penalty kill certainly did their job there. Then we move up to Sydney and the second battle of Sydney, and it was certainly a battle, that's for sure, between the Bears and the Ice Dogs. A notable improvement by the Ice Dogs, and also a notable person on the bench for the Ice Dogs. Mario Passarelli, hashtag Passarelli Watch, started the year as an import goalie for the Bears, and then we found out that he can also skate, so he suited up as a goalie and as a skater for the Bears, but wasn't getting much ice time, and so now he's gone across and he's actually coaching the Sydney Ice Dogs, and so got the release from the Bears over to the Sydney Ice Dogs coaching them, and he ended up with a W after his first game. No news on if he'll actually become a player coach at some stage, although wouldn't surprise me. No scoring in the first period. The Bears outshot the Ice Dogs 14-6. Still a very physical game, and a very good game, this one. And then in the second period, it was a case of you score, I score, you score, I score. Richard Testrick opened up the scoring for the Bears at 13-10 with a goal. And then a couple of minutes later, Strad Allen for the Ice Dogs equalised to make it 1-1. And then about 30 seconds after that, Alex Padalek scored an unassisted goal for the Bears to make it 2-1 Bears. And then with a minute 30 remaining in the period, Sean Hamilton, formerly of the Ice and the Perth Thunder, scored a shorthanded goal for the Ice Dogs to make it 2-0 at the end of the second period. And then towards the end of the third period, there were a couple of goals. One for the Ice Dogs by Strad Allen with 4.5 minutes to go. And then a controversial one with 3 minutes 17 awarded to Sydney Bears player Cameron Todd. There was talk at the rink that the net had moved, but it was moved because of the Ice Dogs, not because of the Bears. So it was a good goal, according to the explanation that I had over the PA system. Didn't actually hear who scored until I checked the box score later, and also because Cameron Todd's dad told me on Twitter. But, yeah, an interesting explanation to why the goal was awarded. So, looking at the shots, the Bears up 14-6 at the first, 12-8 for the second, and the Ice Dogs 12-11 for the third. Total shots at goal favouring the Bears 37-26, although they had them around the wrong way on the scoreboard, so when it came to shots on goal, I actually had something to look at, but because it was wrong on the scoreboard, I was giving the wrong information. But the Bears outshot the Ice Dogs despite what the actual scoreboard said. Neither team converted their power plays. The Bears had 5, the Ice Dogs had 1. Neither team converted. 3-all at the end of regulation time. That meant that the Ice Dogs had at least 1 point. Ice Dogs shot first. Ryan Strayer, who was announced somehow on the PA as Thomas Benko, a former Bear, by the way, Ryan Strayer, as I've mentioned before, he scored during the shootout. Scott Clemmie didn't, and Sean Hamilton sealed the win for the Ice Dogs. Joe Harcherick and Alex Padalek both were unable to score during the shootout. So the Bears had a loss, and the Ice Dogs had a win, albeit in a shootout, and they were certainly happy about that. Their crowd was happy about that, and good on them. Looking in net, Matt Grogan had a good game, saving 34 out of 37. Camille Girona not disgraced either, saving 23 out of 26. And with 2 seconds remaining, Strad Allen was trying to seal the win for the Ice Dogs, but he ended up crashing into Camille Girona, and also Paddy Ward also ended up in the net as well. But importantly for the Bears, the puck didn't end up in the net. Strad Allen receiving a 2-minute minor for goaltender interference. It was actually the second penalty for goaltender interference during that game. So quality game, and the Ice Dogs picking up their first win, which was good for them. Not so good for the Bears, but good for the Ice Dogs. When I come back, I'll tell you more about what happened on Sunday.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, please rise for the Zamboni!
For the Zambonis!
All of our music supplied here on Irked at the Penalty Box, courtesy of the Zambonis. Let's continue with the Bears, considering that I saw their game on Sunday versus the Perth Thunder. And the Perth Thunder, of course, coming off a shoot-off win against the Newcastle North Stars, and the Bears coming off a shoot-off loss to the Sydney Ice Dogs. Neither team scored in the first period. A replay at this point of the previous day's game against the Ice Dogs, I was thinking at this point. A very up and down physical north, south, east, west sort of game. Both teams had chances, but the goalies were up to it. In the second period, it was a case of you score, I score again. Joe Harcherick opened up the scoring to make it Bears 1-0. With 5 minutes remaining in the period, and then about 35 seconds later, Luke Dagnall scored for the Thunder, to make it 1-1 at the end of the second. Shots at goal favoured the Bears 8-6 at the end of the first and 7-11. Or 11-7, I should say. I was thinking of the obvious 7-11 joke. 11-7 to the Bears at the end of the second. And then in the third period, the Thunder broke the deadlock early in the third period. Luke Dagnall picked up his second goal. A few minutes later, Alex Padalek scored for the Bears to equalise to make it 2-2. And then 30 seconds after that, Andrew Cox for the Thunder picked himself up an unassisted goal to make it 3-2 Thunder. And then pretty much exactly what happened in the last time that the Perth Thunder were at the Penrith Ice Palace, the Thunder scored themselves an empty net goal with 26 seconds remaining. Been listening to too much It's All Good All with 26. Andrew Cox scored an empty net goal with 26 seconds remaining, Thunder winning 4-2. Neither team again converted their power play. Thunder had 3, Bears had 4. Shots at goal in the third period ended up favouring the Bears 14-12. Shots at goal favouring the Bears 33-25. But the Thunder, they were just too good. Too good in the end. Mark Guggenberger picked himself up the win, saving 31 out of 33. Camille Girona for the Bears picked up the loss, saving 21 out of 24. And he was pulled in the end, of course, to make the extra attacker. As has happened before, sometimes the extra attacker works, sometimes it doesn't. And the Thunder deserved that win, and they ended up taking 5 points out of 6 for the weekend. So a very successful road trip for the Thunder. And a very successful road trip for the Newcastle North Stars, even though they were at their home rink. It was an Ice Dogs home game. And the final score was Newcastle North Stars 9, Sydney Ice Dogs 2. Wow, it was 5-1 at the end of the first period. Not quite the 5-4 Mustangs v Bears, but 5-1. Not bad, North Stars, not bad. The North Stars opened up the scoring, as you might expect. 3 minutes into the period, Jan Saffar scored a goal. About 45 seconds later, Geordie Woodrick picked himself up a goal to make it North Stars 2-1. A couple of minutes later, Ryan Strayer picked himself up a goal. He's been very good for the Ice Dogs since coming across from the Bears to make it 2-1. We're just under 10 minutes to go in the period. Luke Moffat got himself on the scoreboard a couple minutes later, 3-1 North Stars. Scott Swiston scored his first goal of the day to make it 4-1 with 3 minutes remaining. And then Jason Chalker got himself a goal as well to make it 5-1 Newcastle North Stars with 1:26 remaining in the first period. Shots at goal, not surprisingly, favouring the North Stars 21-2. This sounds very similar to what happened the last time the Bears went to Newcastle, and that game was 8-3. In the second period, a couple of minutes into the period, Scott Swiston picked up his second goal for the game, 6-1 North Stars. Strad Allen scored again for the Ice Dogs unassisted this time, about 30 seconds later. That seems to be common lately. One team scores, another team scores 30 seconds later, 6-2. Newcastle, and then 7-2 Newcastle with 4 minutes 21 remaining. Scott Swiston picked up another goal. Is that his hat-trick? Yes, it is, a power play goal. And then in the third period, or shots at goal in the second period, Newcastle North Stars slowed down a bit, 17-6. And then in the third period, it was all well and truly over by this point. Geordie Woodrick picked up a goal 5 minutes into the period to make it 8-2. And the original some guy, Robert Molloy, picked up the ninth goal with 10.5 minutes remaining, 9-2. And despite the 9-2 scoreline, the Newcastle North Stars only converted 1 out of 10 of their power plays, and the Ice Dogs converted 1 out of 6 of theirs. Oh boy, lots of penalty minutes in this one. I'm not exactly sure how you can get busted for hooking and slashing at exactly the same time, but that happened in the first period. Checking from behind, yeah, that'll get your misconduct, slashing, roughing, high sticking, interference, too many stooges on the ice, checking to the head, slashing, misconduct for checking from behind, elbowing, a team misconduct for the Newcastle North Stars, not sure how that happened, misconduct, slashing, delay of game, slashing, roughing, so lots of penalty minutes there in total. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26 separate penalties assessed there. In goal, Josh Brakeman picked up the win, saving 9 out of 11. Didn't have much work to do. Matt Grogan had a metric shit ton of work to do, saving 47 out of 56. So he certainly had a lot of work to do. And that's what can happen in this competition. You can pick yourself up a shootout win one day, and then you can get smashed 9-2 the next day. So, Coach Passarelli, you've got some work to do, but I know you're up to the challenge. So the North Stars winning 9-2 on that occasion. Then we move down to Melbourne. Melbourne Ice against CBR Brave. A lot calmer this game in the penalty department compared to whatever I said the first game was on the Saturday. There were only two penalties assessed in this game. The Melbourne Ice opened up the scoring with 7:39 remaining. Paul Bazzanelli picked up the goal to make a 1-0 Melbourne Ice. And then 3 minutes later, Jeremy Brown picked himself up a goal. 2-0 Melbourne Ice at the end of the first. Shots at goal favouring the Ice 11-6. And then in the second period, CBR Brave picked themselves up two goals to get on the scoreboard. Kelly Jeffrey picking himself up a goal with 4:39 remaining. And then a couple of minutes later, Kyle Marinari picked up a shorthanded goal with 2:48 remaining to make it 2-2 at the end of the second. Shots at goal again favouring Melbourne Ice 11-6. And then in the third period, to seal the win, Tim Scarlett Johansson picked up the goal, the match-winning goal, the game-winning goal. 3:19 remaining, Melbourne Ice 3-2. Shots at goal favouring the Ice 18-8 in that period. And shots a goal in total favoured the Ice 40-20. And the CBR Brave didn't get any power plays. And the Ice didn't convert any of their two. One penalty against the Brave in the second and one penalty against the Brave in the third period. Much calmer than the previous day. And again, the new Melbourne Ice goaltender, Alex Lekerik, he picked up the win, 18 out of 20. Josh Innes again having a lot of work to do with the loss, saving 37 out of 40. So certainly an interesting weekend's games, an interesting contrast between the lot of penalties between the two teams on the Saturday compared to basically none on the Sunday. So very, very interesting indeed. So let's have a look what's happening this weekend before we disappear for the weekend. This is covering the 20th and 21st of June. The Bears travel to Canberra, but that is a Bears home game in Canberra on Saturday. And there will be a radio stream and an audio stream that the two teams are getting together. It's a Bears home game. There was a clash of competing sports at the Penrith Ice Palace on the Saturday when the draw came out. Game was switched to Canberra. Good time had by all. Found out this week that the clash was ice skating. Sorry, figure skating. There's a figure skating competition on the Saturday. So the Bears are off to Canberra, but it's a Bears home game. And then on Saturday as well, the Newcastle North Stars host the Melbourne Ice at the Hunter Ice Skating Stadium. And then the Thunder host the Mustangs at the Perth Arena, which is a lead-in to the US-Canada International Classic. And so that'll be interesting to see how that goes. And then on Sunday, pardon me, the Sunday, the Mustangs go across from Perth and they head to Adelaide and they play the Adelaide Adrenaline. Yes, the Adelaide Adrenaline. You know, where have you guys been lately? Having weekends off. The Adrenaline play the Mustangs on Sunday afternoon. That's unusual. Normally, if the Mustangs, or any other team for that matter, go across to Perth or go across to Adelaide, they play both games. But for some reason that I don't know about, the Mustangs are the only team that are doing the Thunder Adrenaline trip, which is going to be very interesting to see how that works out. Also on Sunday afternoon, the Bears host the Ice at the Penrith Ice Palace, and out of what will be 15 games at that point, that'll be the first time that the Bears actually make the Ice this weekend, you know, during the whole season. And to finish up the weekend, the Ice Dogs host the North Stars at the Liverpool Catholic Club, so that'll be interesting to see what sort of result they get, considering that the week before, the North Stars slammed the Ice Dogs 9-2. So Bears hosting the Brave, the North Stars hosting the Ice, the Thunder hosting the Mustangs, the Adrenaline hosting the Mustangs, the Bears hosting the Ice, and the Ice Dogs hosting the North Stars. Just to refresh the table before I let you go, Thunder leading on 30, the Ice and the Adrenaline on 25, the North Stars on 24, the Brave on 21, the Bears on 18, and then a 10-point gap back to the Mustangs in 7th on 8. And the Ice Dogs now on the board with 2 points. I'm Eric, you've been wonderful. I hope you've enjoyed it. And I will see you next week. Good night, Interweb. Don't forget to keep your stick on the ice and stay out of the penalty box. Maybe what I should add to that. Keep your stick on the ice, stay out of the penalty box, and convert your power plays. Good night, Interweb.
Get on the train, it takes me away. Not gonna see you for a while.
Why?
It's an away game. It's an away game.
I'm coming home soon.
Get on the train, it takes me away. Not gonna see you for a while. Get on the train, it takes me away. I'm coming back to you in style. It's an away game. It's an away game. It's an away game. Another away game.
I'm coming home soon.
No more away games. Just us two. Just us two. Just us two. Just us two.